Cliff Connor, welcome to this special memorial tribute to your longtime friend, Dennis Edge.
Thanks, Mike. Really happy to be here.
Cliff, you and Dennis were close friends for many years. He and Lois asked you to be their best man at their wedding. You must have had some reminiscences of Dennis that you'd like to share with us.
I do indeed. I consider Dennis to be a very close friend, and I'd like to explain what the essence of that friendship was. We didn't go hunting and fishing together or hang out in bars together or do a lot of the things good friends might typically do, so it would be a legitimate question to ask what exactly was the basis of our friendship. And the answer is that we knew each other very well for 55 years, and we knew that we shared the same value system. We cared intensely about the same things. I knew what was most important to Dennis, and he knew what was most important to me, and that created a deep, unbreakable bond. And all of that was obvious from the very first time we met.
How so, Cliff? You say you knew Dennis for 55 years. How did you first meet?
Well, I can remember exactly when and where we met. It was in July 1968. We were in a courthouse in Atlanta, Georgia, in a big room together, just Dennis and me. We were being sequestered because we had both been called there to testify in a trial, and the judge didn't want us to hear the other testimony. It turned out that we were there in that room for more than 2 hours, so we had plenty of time to get to know each other. So the trial involved two young women who had been evicted from their apartment, and they were challenging their landlord, saying that the eviction was unfair and unlawful. I was there as a character witness for the two women, and Dennis was there because his mother was the concierge of the apartment complex, and he could testify that the eviction was arbitrary and unfair. Now, what was really at the heart of this whole affair was racism. This was in 1968, and the civil rights movement had already made big gains, but this was still the Deep South, Georgia. The landlord wouldn't admit it, but we knew the real reason he had evicted the women was that they had invited African-American friends to swim in the swimming pool. So you get the picture. Anyway, Dennis and I spent 2 hours getting to know each other. We found out we were both profoundly angered by the racism of the swimming pool incident. We also discovered that we were 100% opposed to the Vietnam War. That led to a deep conversation about politics. I told Dennis I was a socialist and a Marxist, and Dennis said he just read a really impressive book by a Marxist philosopher named George Novak. I told him, guess what? I know George Novak, and it so happens that he's coming to Atlanta soon, and he's going to be giving a lecture. Long story short, Dennis attended George Novak's lecture and decided to join the socialist movement himself. And although both Dennis and I eventually dropped out of the socialist organization we were then members of, we both remained lifelong socialists and lifelong friends. As it turned out, becoming a socialist was a fork-in-the-road moment for Dennis that immensely affected everything else in his life from that moment onward.
Next, we're going to speak with Marouche Connor, Cliff Connor's wife. Marouche, welcome to the special tribute show to Dennis Edge. Could you please tell us how you met Dennis and your appreciation of his work?
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael, and thank you, WBAL. I met Dennis in 1983. Cliff told me that he had a very good friend that he'd like me to know. So we invited Dennis and his companion Lois to dinner. We happened to mention that we were going to Mexico in August to see the Yucatan and visit Oaxaca and Mexico City. Dennis said that they would love to join us, and it was a wonderful trip. And our friendship as art and nature lovers and travel buddies was bound for life. Our travels with Dennis and Lois took us far and wide, from a narrow boat adventure on the canals of England to the great parks of the U.S. Southwest to Navajo and Hopi country and Monument Valley. In Europe, we went to Paris and the south of France, where we attended the Monte Carlo tennis matches, tennis was another passion we shared with them. Dennis and Lois just loved Italy, so we included excursions to Genoa and Portofino on that trip. Our last voyage together in 2017 was to South Africa, and everywhere we went, we would find Dennis focusing his giant camera lens on some object of beauty to be preserved in his startlingly beautiful collection of photos. And I must say that he inspired me in my own photography and was just a great, great teacher. And I would like to add a comment about Dennis's book made by a friend who has just received it, and it rather expresses the way I feel. There are many good photographers of birds, but I think you can recognize the love and understanding someone has for them. I was birding near the mid-7th Street entrance of the park with my friend Peter and others when Peter pointed upwards and said, "I think I just saw a cardinal fly over us and land over there," pointing to the Don Roberts Memorial Garden. I hurried over and, seeing the bird, exclaimed, "That's no cardinal. It's a summer tanager." The rare tropical bird winters primarily in southern Mexico through Central America, and it breeds across the southern U.S. and northern Mexico. Adrenaline rush is the best way to describe the feeling of a first-time sighting of this beauty in Tompkins Square. I want to thank WBAI for letting me express some of my feelings. I could go on for hours. Dennis was such a dear friend and such a fine, fine artist and person in every way. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Maroosh Connor. Thank you very much for your appreciation of Dennis. You take it easy.